The tradition to which you are referring is discussed in detail. I mean, that tradition may have many versions, but in one version, the phenomena is explained at some length. And by that version I mean in which Hazrat, the coming of the Messiah is mentioned. In fact, this what you have said has a context. Hazrat Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that in the context of the advent of Messiah. He said when Messiah would appear, there would be great powers on earth, and he would think of fighting them for the sake of Islam. Then Allah will reveal to him. And these words which you have mentioned will be a revelation to the Messiah from Allah, according to Hazrat Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah would reveal to the Messiah that we have created two big powers on earth. It is not for any man or any power on earth to fight them. They are too powerful. So do not think of fighting them materially. Recede to the mountain and pray. And it is your prayer which is going to melt them like salt, or what were the words?
Habilma.
Like salt is melted by water, with water. This is the whole tradition of the Hazrat Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, what is the meaning of mountain there? That is very important and interesting to find out. The fact is that the mountain is a term of the Holy Quran which applies to great powers, great earthly powers, as well as to the Holy Quran itself. Holy Quran is the greatest mountain on top of these mountains which will overpower them and crush them. And this is, the Holy Quran has been mentioned in this context in two places, in fact. In one place, it has been mentioned in general terms, vaguely. But in another place, in so many words. The first instance is that where Hazrat Moses is known to have begged Allah to reveal to him that glorious manifestation which it was meant for Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am explaining that verse. The fact is that when he said, Allah, I want to see you, what he meant was that although you have shown yourself to me partly, I want to see you as you are going to appear to Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is your full glory. So I want to see you in full glory meant, I want to see you in the glory in which you will appear to Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah said, no, you will not be able to tolerate it. And he insisted. He said, no, you must please be show mercy on me. This has been mentioned in a tradition as well, tradition of the Holy Prophet in a different way, but that interpretation holds good in the light of that tradition of Hazrat Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah said, all right, I'll show that on the mountain. And you'll see what happens. So the mountain got shattered and he could not tolerate it. And he fell down in his swoon. So Hazrat Rasulullah Sallallahu's revelation was meant, which was in fact more powerful than the mountains. That is my inference. Now I refer to the particular verse which I mentioned this in so many words. Here Allah Ta'ala tells us, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. That revelation which he was asking was the Holy Quran and nothing else. That Musa begged for. Because here the whole secret is out now. لو انزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصديا من خشية الله. You would have seen it shattered to pieces with the awe of Allah. It is so powerful a revelation that mountains could not tolerate it. So in reality, it is the heart of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the biggest mountain, which was the recipient of this heavy load. So when Allah Ta'ala tells Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I will reveal to your follower, your servant, Messiah and Mahdi, that you seek refuge in the mountain. All that was meant was to seek refuge under the shadow of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and under the shadow of the Holy Quran. Because in essence, the Holy Quran is the mountain or bigger than mountains. And in reality, what could not be tolerated, borne by mountains, was borne by the heart of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that showed that he was a much greater mountain than these earthly mountains. Yes, exactly. Because no jabal, that jabal was not created. That was created when Hazrat Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into being. And in the third place, it is further explained, where the Holy Quran tells us, "Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ardi wal-jibali fa'abayna an yahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan." Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was bigger than mountains in his strength, in his steadfastness, in his capabilities to receive the heavy load of this amana, that is the Holy Quran. So by that tradition, I have always understood the message to be that Allah would tell Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi wasalam, according to that prophecy, not to fight physically with them. And those who say he ignored jihad and spoke against jihad, how can they translate this tradition? Where will they take this tradition where Hazur tells us that Allah would himself reveal to him that no physical jihad is from now on is permitted to you. Come under the shadow of the Holy Quran and stay under the shadow of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and pray. And it is your prayer which is going to bring about great changes in the world. And they will melt by themselves, as if salt is melted under the influence of water. Right?